please don't get up.
No, listen, just knowing you were on the line, several fistfights have broken out here in the newsroom.
See, that's what happened.
What happens? Yeah.
I have no idea why.
How did this recipe work and continues to work for so long? What's the story behind the success?
I was drinking. no, I have no idea. The show's stupid, but it's fun. It's fun to do. People are, it has a niche. I think that's why it works. There are no other shows that try to be like that. And we deal with behavior that is outrageous or inappropriate. That's what the show's about. In fact, if you call us with a warm, uplifting story, we're not allowed to run it. Under the contract, we're only allowed to do those things that are inappropriate.
So, where do you find these people? Yeah. You find these people at the Greyhound bus station?
Seattle. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's where we get all our guests. No, they come from every place. They're every place. In fact, we're starting to get, we've been on for 22 years now, we're starting to get the children of our original guests on, which is wrong because these people were told not to procreate. And now look what's happening. In fact, we're the only show that grows its own guests. We have a farm system.
No, you don't.
Don't stop that.
I understand. You have a new show, too. It's called Baggage. What's this all about?
Yes. Well, Baggage is, I wish I would have thought of it. It's actually, I think, a great idea. It's your traditional dating game show. You know, let's say where a guy has to choose among three beautiful women which one he wants to go out with. But it has a twist because during the course of the show, the three women are competing, saying, please choose me, please choose me. But during the course of the show, they're required to reveal three items of their personal baggage that would make you think twice about going out with them. And then, despite the baggage, the guy chooses one. And then they're jumping up and down, hugging each other. The crowd goes wild. But before the show's over, she gets to see what's in his personal baggage. And sometimes she'll say, well, I'm flattered that you chose me, but you have too much baggage, and she dumps him. So it gets to be a fun show. And personal baggage could be things like, you know, I still have lunch with my ex once a month, all the way to, you know, I used to be a woman.
You know, you're just looking for trouble, and I think you like that, don't you?
Well, I do seem to get those jobs. actually, personally, I'd rather not have trouble. But in terms of the show, yeah. But this show, the Baggage show is, you know, these aren't outrageous people. These are, you know, it's all of us. It's regular people that, you know, I've never met a human being that doesn't have some baggage.
Hey, we don't have a lot of time here, but I do want to ask. Just about a half an hour ago, we talked with Chelsea Hightower and Elio Castroneves. They're on Dancing with the Stars again. Loved watching you dancing. Are you still dancing?
No.
Good heavens, no.
Yeah, no, because it was painful. It was fun being on the show, and everyone was so nice, and I got to dance the waltz, you know, my daughter's wedding, the father-daughter dance. So that was all great, and I had a wonderful time, but you know, I was 35 years older than the rest of the people on the show, so it's for younger people. You know, I'm happy at the end of the dance if I was vertical. I wasn't worried about what steps I would take, but it was a lot of fun.
I'm going to try to see if I can get you to reveal a secret about the Jerry Springer show. What do you tell these guests, these contestants, before they go on? Or are they just kind of in on the same mindset of what they're supposed to do?
Well, I tell them nothing. I'm not allowed to know what the show's about or who the guests are. Just before I go on, they hand me a card, which you see me carrying, and the card has the names of the guests. And then my job is to ask questions that you would ask sitting at home watching the show and then make some jokes. So I'm never allowed to know what the subject matter is. If I knew what the subject matter is, I wouldn't come in. So that's my job. But I think anyone who comes on the show, we get thousands of calls a week from people who want to be on. They're, you know, they understand what the routine is. So they behave that way when they're on the show. When the show's over, they're just like everyone else. You know, they're standing around for pictures. Jerry, what's a good restaurant to go to here in Stanford? And stuff like that. And they want pictures with their kids. So they're just regular people, but they get caught up in a bad situation.